is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I'm not even lying. You ever have one of those days? It's been such a weird day from the get-go. From the moment I got up, it's been a weird, off-kilter day. Am I wrong?
This day, it seemed to be going fine for me until I got to work. Like, the gym was fine, waking up was fine.
You don't need any more bad luck.
Yeah, Laura's had a rough run this morning.
Yeah.
Rough run.
All I did was open my computer like I do every day.
Bang, fried.
It was boot menu, boot menu, boot menu. I'm like, what is boot menu?
Now she's got to deal with 9 tech guys, you know, who like, well, could you do, I'm on the air. Like, clearly they don't know. All right, fine. That's not their problem. That's not their road to hoe. But afterwards, it's like, yeah, it's fried. It's toast. We're going to send you a new one. Okay, that's cool.
But then
Laura starts to freak out because of all the stuff she has on her desktop. And she's like, did I just lose it? Which begs me to ask the question, by the way. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for Paul Reiser. But it does beg me to ask the question that all of the things, I get weirded out by people that keep a lot of stuff on their computer, on their desktop, without really saving it in a location that isn't on that computer.
So I've saved, like, a lot of, like, all of our old Buzz pictures and stuff are on this.
Right, but the work that you're currently doing should be saved at a place you can get to should that computer die.
Yes, and it was on, thank goodness, on the OneDrive. I was able to get it all back once I was logged into this computer.
Okay.
But it all kind of worked out this morning. But
okay. I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did. I tell people left and right, you know, we're waiting for Paul Reiser now. But if I ever give you any advice, I mean, Jesus, back up your stuff on your computer. And it's not about all your personal stuff. And that means your kid photos. And I don't know how much cloud space each of you have, whatever, but if you've never backed up the phone, your pictures on your phone to some source where you know, if you don't have a cloud service that does it, you've got to do it someplace, because when that phone croaks, you're going to lose everything.
In crappy news, I just put this in, and it says, the file or directory is corrupt and unreadable.
Yeah, see? So what you just put in? You just put in
a portable
hard drive.
Which is all of our old Buzz pictures and all that stuff from when we left the old station.
Yeah.
It was all of my... So I guess we don't have those. It's corrupt.
You can't... You have
and
to...
And you know what sucks is I just used this like 2 weeks ago because I...
Okay, but don't use it on that computer. Try it on another computer. Look, don't give up hope yet. All I'm saying is multiple places, people. All right, so you know I do photography, right?
Yes, we do.
I lost a hard drive fried with 3 years. We're talking 51,000 images, probably more than that. Lost it, fried, gone. But I had it backed up to a cloud for a service that I pay for. It's called Backblaze. $50 or $100, as much as you load it, whatever your computer's hooked up to, it will back up. They sent me an 8 terabyte drive filled with everything that I lost intact. And I was like, holy crap. For a week and a half, I had a knot in my stomach the size of a football because of all the work that I had lost, I thought, and the path with which to find it was all gone. And because I had backed it up on a service like that, I got it back. So I don't...
How does something become corrupt all of a sudden?
It's computers. Who knows? They put shit on there that corrupts itself just so they can...
Yeah,
as far as I know.
From my desktop computer that I haven't had in 2 years, but I did put like pictures from when I first started back in 2004. Like, there's a lot of old memories on here.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks if I don't have those.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Corrupt.
I don't know.
Crappy.
So anyway.
Yeah, this has been...
Well, don't give up yet on that. Okay. But it's been one of those kind of days. And then Good Witch Valerie just said something about the moon and, well, I don't know, thin line between death and life. I don't know. So something's going on effed up in the netherworld that's affecting us.
Yeah, I can't sink today. Nothing's working.
Will the moon be better? How long is before the moon's better?
Something's happening tonight, some sort of partial thing or something like that. Look, we've just gone 10 minutes and Scotty hasn't said anything.
I'm scared.
So what does that tell you? What's wrong with the world? Guy hasn't even spoken in eight minutes. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to find out. Oh,
So Paul Reiser from Mad About You and the new the newest Beverly Hills Cop installment.
Yeah, when does that come out?
It's been out. I've seen it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's got all of the characters from the original movies, including Bronson Pinchot. You know, I mean, Paul Reiser's in it. I mean, everybody's in it. John Ashton, Billy, what's his name?
Nick Nolte.
Nick, that's 48
Same
Hours.
Thing.
Not really.
It's
not really.
Axel Foley
anyway,
was the best.
Paul is in it, and he was in Stranger Things. And this guy, when he just shows up, he makes everything better.
Yeah.
He's not even on with us now. I'm not trying to kiss his ass. Paul Reiser makes everything he's in better. And his new movie is called The Problem with People, and it looks awesome. You know why, Kelly? Because it's not about superheroes. Mm. It's not about explosions. It's about people.
And I like it. It's got a little to do with Ireland.
Yeah, he goes to Ireland.
I like explosions.
Yeah, I know you do. But I don't think that there's any...
He also starred in the scariest movie I've ever seen. Whiplash.
He was in Whiplash.
He was the dad.
He was the dad in Whiplash.
He was the dad in Whiplash.
Scariest friggin' movie I've ever seen.
It was the worst.
Yep.
But I bet by saying the worst, I meant the best.
And
because...
let's also remember, in his earlier days, he was in Aliens, the second one.
Yep.
I think he was the company man.
Yeah. Yep. He was the company man. He was the cop. When he was a cop, he plays a good company man. He was kind of the company man, the doctor in Stranger Things.
Yes.
Kinda.
But
who had a heart at the end.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, he's going to be joining us in any second. So we're just waiting for Paul. And he's nice. I've seen him at the Capitol Center when he comes and does his stand-up, and he's really funny. He's really funny. So I'm a huge fan. So anyway, yeah, it's a good movie. Apparently, he gets a call. He lives in New York from family members he doesn't even know existed in Ireland who want him to come over there and meet him. And then the guy he goes over to meet, like the father that asked him to come, dies.
Right.
And then it becomes a bit of a...
Mm-hmm. And then there's some money that Paul Reiser's character gets that he probably shouldn't have gotten.
Yes, exactly. So then it gets
hijinks ensue.
A lot of hijinks.
I like the hijinks.
I love hijinks.
A lot of shenanigans. I like to watch them. I don't want to be a part of them. And I certainly don't want shenanigans pulled on me.
I don't mind every once in a while being involved.
No, I'm fucking done with shenanigans.
Whoa.
Did you hear that?
Guess so.
She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it when that happens, when real language comes out.
Yeah, I don't.
I have to admit, if I'm being honest.
I would like you to be honest.
I got to not do that. I've been leaning
You're
on
not
it.
Swearing?
Yeah. I've been leaning
around
on
Around the
it.
House?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you don't need it. There's so many
I
other...
I know that.
You're a fan of vocabulary.
I know.
Like, why use that as a crutch?
Because it just feels good.
It does.
It's an aggression thing, and I it's a weakness, and I know I got to be better about it. Valerie hasn't said anything, but every time I let one slip...
she does, you tell her, shut the fuck up.
I don't like that.
No, I would never say that to Valerie. But she hasn't said anything, but I know when I do use it, I know she's not a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's never... Sometimes she'll go, hey, honey, you're leaning on it a little much. But she hasn't said that yet, but I'm feeling it.
You're an adult. You know when not to use it? You're an adult.
I know, but it comes out too easily for me.
Okay.
I use it a lot.
I've always been, yes, there's other words that you can use.
Yep.
But what's the big deal? You're an adult. Hell, okay. I always told the kids, I'm like, there's a time and a place.
Yep.
When you fall down the stairs and you hurt yourself, very
different.
Seldom do you go, oh, darn it.
Yeah.
Oh, jiminy crickets. No, it effing hurt.
Yeah.
And I understand.
Okay. And that's different than in a normal conversation with you and your buddy that you have to always be shit, fuck. Bitch, okay. Like, you don't have to.
Well, they don't necessarily go like that. We don't, but bitch, we don't use that. We don't call women bitches.
I don't know when the last time I ever used the word bitch.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You don't say so-and-so is bitching about
okay,
this, and I was sick of hearing about
it. Different than bitch.
That's an adjective, an adverb. Okay. I mean, an adverb.
I would never talk about a woman
like
as
that.
A bitch.
Yeah. Never, ever done it.
Never,
but
ever.
But I'm with you. I have to be better, Laura. I have to be better. I got to work on it.
Right? Would be an adverb.
Bitches leave. Yeah, it's not bitching.
No, but L-Y is it how it ends in
bitchily
an adverb.
Bitchily is it, yeah.
Because you said that bitching is an adverb, and that's not really an adverb, right? Because an adverb ends in
a Y. If you're bitching, it is an adverb. Okay. All right. Anyway, enough of that. But so anyway, I got to work on the F-bombs. I got to not do it. So the way this day has gone, I'm sitting here. I'm looking in the window. We're waiting for Paul. The way this day has gone, Wouldn't be surprised if this thing blows up and doesn't happen.
Because he was good. He was nice to us last time.
He's the best.
So he would do it on purpose.
He's the best.
Something would have to come up.
He's done everything.
Yeah. No, he's been so nice to us many times throughout the years. I really, all the stuff I said is true about how much I like him. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Paul is good.
That's a vampire thing.
Yeah, right. Good morning. Oh, hold on. I've got to click this over there, and we should be there. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, good, good.
God.
Take him to 40.
Yep, gotcha. I gotta say, you've been on with us many times, seeing you at the Capitol yes. Center here in New Hampshire, and you honestly make everything that you're in better. That's what I'm going to start with. Everything you're in is better.
It's true.
That's really nice. Would you mind telling my wife that? Because she could argue the point.
Yeah. Yeah. As could
I
mine.
I think that's all men.
As could mine. Well, you know, because before you came on, Paul, we were going through, you know, all the projects that we've done, the movies, the television shows, the Beverly Hills Cops, you know, and Scotty Roadkill on the show. The scariest movie he's ever seen was
Whiplash.
Yeah, you were you,
being a drummer. You were the only nice person in that movie. Scariest movie I've ever seen.
I watched that show with my feet off the floor. Yep. That's how good it was.
Yeah, that was woof.
You know, that's so funny. I remember the first time I saw that movie was when it premiered. It was the opening film at Sundance.
Yeah.
And I had not seen it. And it was a big, big theater. It was like the opening film. And so like 1,200 seats, crowded. And people would like that. And when people grabbing the arms of people next to them, strangers.
Yeah.
And I went, playing like a horror movie. Oh, my. And it's just a guy and a horrible guy and a kid.
Yep.
And like, it was so well done. Oh, they just re-released it, the 10-year anniversary, which was
Great.
I'm one of these guys, and we've talked about this before, and it leads me into talking about the problem with people. I'm one of those guys. I've had enough of the superhero stuff. I've had enough of the end of the world and the explosions and stuff. And the problem with people, you call Meanie, the story, I've seen the trailer. I can't wait to see it because it's a movie about people. I look forward to it.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks. I'm with you. I can only watch this. I always say, you know, I've never seen a Star Wars movie, which makes my friend Helen Hunt want to kill herself. She goes, "What do you mean? What?
You're a good guy. You're a good guy. Yeah, you're a good man, but we got to work on that."
But
no, listen to me. So I've seen it. I've seen little pieces. And so when people say, "Why?" I said, "Because it couldn't happen." I want to concentrate on the things that could conceivably happen. So anyway, I didn't mean to lose half your audience there.
No.
You'll take that out. But anyway, but yes. So the problem with people is really, it's the kind of movie that I love to see and love to do. It is about people. And the original idea was, I just wanted to go to Ireland. That was the whole reason. And so I came up with this idea, like, okay, why would it, me as a New Yorker, and I live in L.A., but I consider myself still in New York, why would I be going to Ireland? So we came up with this story that it's a family movie, and there's two sides of the family, the Irish side and the American side, and they've never met, but their grandfathers or great-grandfathers had a fight. And so all the generations have grown up disliking and distrusting the other side.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why. They've never met. So basically the beginning of the movie is I get a call from my distant cousin who I've never heard of, played by Colm Meaney. And he says, you know, we're kind of related and this fight is silly, isn't it? Let's be friends. Let's clear up. If we can't clear up the world and all the world's problems, let's at least solve the problem of our family. So I go to Ireland, we raise a pint and we are friends and we hug. And within minutes, it goes horribly wrong. And that's the problem with people. We always say, no matter how small you make the sample group, we'll find something to fight about and something to not like about the other guy.
It looks awesome, and it looks very funny. Kelly Brown on our show loves the movie, not just because of you, Paul, but for a whole nother reason. Mm-hmm. Kelly.
Well, I love traveling in a movie. I love traveling in a movie, and I love Ireland. Where do we go, Paul, in Ireland while we're there? And I assume a few pubs.
Yeah, we go to some pubs and it's just outside. Here's the thing about Ireland. They tell you what to expect and it doesn't really prepare you. They go, you know, it's really green. I went, okay, I've been to New Hampshire. I've been to Vermont. I have green. Right. You have green.
Yeah.
And you get there and I go, oh my God, this is a different kind of green. It's really green. And I go, Well, you know, the pubs, it's like, I've been in bars. Oh, no, it's not a bar. And, you know, the pub, we were there in the summer, and it's really high up north. I forgot that. And I didn't realize that. So it's light to like 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
And so after, we would go to the pub. We were all staying in this little town, and we'd go to the pub, and you sit outside or you sit inside, and nobody, you're not watching a ball game. You're not watching CNN. You're actually talking to people. And it's like, oh, that's why they're so friendly. And that, right. You know, why is so much great literature come out of, they talk, they love language. They love talking to people, and the people are friendly and charming. And so we had a great time. And so yeah, the movie, you know, Colomini and I, we had never met until we started working, but we hit it off and we realized, excuse me, we're both like our characters. Like, we're nice enough guys. We can both be charming. We can both be nice. And you know what? We can both be really cranky.
Yeah.
We can both get our buttons pushed really easily.
Right.
Like, that's what these two guys. So you're watching this movie and you're rooting for both of these guys who just can't stop tripping over their own worst instincts. And that's why it's called The Problem with People. It's like, yeah, we're just not really good when you get right down to it.
I can't wait to see it. What was the town you were in, Paul? Do you remember?
We stayed in a little town called Dalkey, which is a little south of Dublin, and it's sort of, it's just a beautiful. It's on the Irish Sea. It's on the east coast of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, we actually shot inland a little bit in Wicklow County, and we never named the town. And in my head, I always said it was, I wanted to pretend we were on the west coast of Ireland looking at America. So they're staring at each other. We don't, you know, but it was actually, it's much harder to shoot on the west coast. So so we shot in this nameless little town, and my family was with me, and we were staying in this little town called Dalkey, which is just beautiful. And I wanted to live there. I said, I'm going to just pack up and move here.
Yeah.
So beautiful. We were there in the summer. And Colomini, who obviously grew up in Dublin, he said, before you move, perhaps visit in February. check out Ireland when it's not all beautiful sunshine and flowers.
Yeah.
And I said, no, fair enough.
That's what you got to do. So I know you're on a schedule and we got to keep you to the schedule, but I'm really looking forward to the Problem with People. And it's always great having you on with us, man. We really appreciate you taking some time to be on the show.
Thank you so much. And you can, it's in theaters, but you can watch it at home. You can watch it on Apple and Amazon and Hulu. You can watch it in your own pajamas with no pants.
There you go. All right.
However you want to watch it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
And hopefully he'll watch Star Wars before we talk to him again.
I don't think he's
going to. Get right back to you with that.
I don't think he's going to. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Paul Reiser. He's just as nice as.
Yep.
And what was great is Jimmy Dunn, who came in with us, who was in with us yesterday, was talking about, I've hung out with Paul in comedy clubs and open for him. And he says he is that guy, you know, because you just get that sense that that's who he is. You know, so
I look forward to seeing the movie.
Yeah,
I'd like to see
it. I so want to go to Ireland. I do.
I think it's on your list. I think you're going.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to photograph. I want to I want to backpack. I want to cross the moors. I want to maybe see a werewolf. I saw that. That was cool.
That's from a movie.
Yeah. Whatever. Werewolf of London was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
Okay. So. Sorry, it's not a drum teacher yelling at a kid.
Oh, it was horrible. God, that scariest movie. Friggin' movie.
You know, I've never watched that movie again.
You know what?
I've never watched Drumline again. No. Not Drumline?
Whiplash.
Whiplash again.
Watched it once.
Yeah, I saw it once.
And Amy's like, you going to keep that? No.
It is.
I am never watching that again.
But you know, it's so good. I mean,
it's fantastic. No, I'm not watching that again.
J.K. Simmons won the Best Actor Oscar for playing a jazz teacher who just terrorizes Miles Teller as a drum student. And it's, you feel it in your bones. And you're right, Paul Reiser is the only nice guy in the movie.
But he's the dad.
So, all right, well, we're going to jump. And we have to prepare ourselves. We'll put Kevlar on when we leave. Laura?
Yeah, we just want
call
to
call an Uber. Don't even take your car. Leave your car here. Call an Uber. Get home safely.
I'm supposed to meet a friend to go apple picking.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to go on a freaking ladder today?
Don't get on a ladder.
Holy S.
Don't get
on
a ladder.
Put a helmet on.
Yeah. Please. The moon's in retrograde. Saturn is humping Venus. I don't know what the hell's going on. Don't risk it. Kelly? Be careful.
Thank you.
Scotty?
I'm just going to go live.
Watch yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You too, G. Be good.
Thank you.